This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day on this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there's a troubling story about a prediction of imminent world war. Alexa, apparently. Yes, that Alexa. The one on your little smart speaker. She says war is coming and it's inevitable. But more to the point, so does a general in the Air Force, and so does the new Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Somebody else is not so sure, and it's somebody whose opinion we should take very seriously. Adam Smith has represented the state of Washington in the House of Representatives for many years. He is the immediate past chairman and now the ranking Democrat in the House Armed Services Committee. And concerning the comments of some of your colleagues and the comments of General Minahan predicting that fighting will come in 2025 between the U.S. and China, you're not so sure. In fact, maybe you can reassure the rest of us. Congressman Smith.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I appreciate the chance. Yes, I am absolutely positive that war is not inevitable and doesn't have to happen. And I am deeply concerned about senior policymakers and senior military leaders acting like it is. It can become a self-fulfilling prophecy if they take that approach. War with China would be absolutely devastating to the world, and we should work to avoid it, and I still believe we can. We certainly have significant differences, very worried about what China is doing around Taiwan and in other issues. But there are all manner of different ways to deter that and to find peaceful resolutions short of going to war. And I think we should all, in positions of responsibility, have that as our number one priority. Resolve those differences peacefully, because the cost of the other approach, I think we can all agree, would be devastating.
Do you take the position, I believe, that one of the ways we can deter war with China is make sure that Ukraine prevails in its struggle for survival?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, look, that's why when I said how we prevent war, one of the first things I said was deter it. And if Russia is able, you know, to violently change borders and basically wipe Ukraine off the map, then that gives an incentive to other dictators like, well, Putin could go somewhere else, President Xi, Iran, North Korea. There's all manner of people out there who would love to start wars to advance their aims. If we show that starting those wars does the exact opposite and actually undermines what they're trying to accomplish, then that is a powerful deterrent. And no place on the globe are we in a better position right now to offer that deterrence than by helping the Ukrainians defeat the Russians and push them back from where they are in Ukraine right now.
Right now, Secretary Blinken is in Jerusalem and in Ramallah meeting with Palestinian leadership. And you met, I believe, just hours ago with King Abdullah of Jordan. He met with the House Armed Services Committee. How did that meeting go with the King of Jordan?
Well, it went really well. I mean, the King of Jordan, and Jordan in particular, they are very helpful leaders. They are providing helpful leadership in the Middle East. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create economic integration between the various, you know, countries in the Middle East, and, you know, certainly Israel and the Palestinian people, to build that economic cooperation so that you can see that integration and push it away from conflict and towards a peaceful resolution. It's also important in Iraq, in dealing with Syria, in dealing with Lebanon, and they're trying to integrate that. Now, what's happened in the last, you know, week or so, the conflict when Israel went into Jenin and did a raid against terrorists, And then the, you know, cowardly attack on people attending synagogue in Jerusalem by Palestinian terrorists, you know, that's set it back a little bit. But there are efforts underway, and King Abdullah is one of the leaders of those efforts to find a more peaceful resolution, to find common ground and work on economic advancement for everybody in that region, and in particular for the Palestinian people. This ongoing war does not benefit the this ongoing conflict does not benefit the Palestinian people, and the king is working to try to help move that in a more positive direction.
And I would imagine that the king would also be supportive of attempts that are very much part of even the Netanyahu government to try to make some kind of agreement that might resemble the Abraham Accords with Saudi Arabia.
Yes. And I think that's an important development as well, because the other big factor in the Middle East, of course, is the malign influence of Iran. I mean, Iran is trying to destabilize, gosh, probably a half dozen governments in the Middle East, certainly in Iraq, contribute to the chaos in Syria, undermining Lebanon, threatening Israel, you know, pushing discord in Yemen, and obviously also direct conflict with Saudi Arabia. And the Abraham Accords are a way for nations like-minded, Israel and Arab nations that want to make peace in the region to come together, get past their, you know, rather stark differences, and work together for that more peaceful outcome and to deter Iran. And the current countries that are in the Abraham Accords are positive. We want to expand that, certainly.
I know that in Congress you have always been an advocate of as much bipartisanship as possible. And as a common sense Democrat, as I believe you are, in reacting to the Tyre Nichols tragedy and horror, it seems to cry out for some kind of bipartisan response. What do you think you and your colleagues are going to do in that regard?
Yeah, this is a real opportunity. We do have a police, you know, a police reform bill out there. It is not, sadly, even bipartisan today, but I think we should work to make it so. And look, the Tyre Nichols case really makes it clear that reforming the way we police in this country is crucial. The hyper-aggressive, in-your-face approach, the escalation approach, has led to real problems across the country. Taking a de-escalation approach, figuring how you can work with community makes sense. But you know, when I tweeted about this, and I'm not an experienced tweeter, so I'm not sure I hung this together right, but one of the points that I wanted to make was the people advocating for defund the police, the people advocating for the abolition of our criminal justice system, they make all of this worse, not better. That is not the solution to having a safe and secure community. Now, there are real reforms that need to be done in the way that our criminal justice system operates. Let's go do that. And let's get rid of this, you know, what I believe to be extremist rhetoric about getting rid of the police and abolishing our criminal justice system. That has been a dangerous distraction from the reforms that need to happen.
Well, for one thing, if you get rid of the police and you get rid of the criminal justice system, what do you do about appropriate retribution for the officers who appear to have behaved horribly in this situation? Adam Smith, now the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee with the Republican takeover recently of Congress. If you had, you haven't had any personal dealings with George Santos since he's arrived on the scene?
Not that I'm aware of. I saw him, I heard him, I walked by past him today on the floor, actually. He was talking with someone explaining something that I didn't follow. But no, I have not interacted with him. But then that is some interesting story.
Yes, and I'm sure you appreciate the fact that he is not on the Armed Services Committee. Adam Smith is. He is the ranking Democrat on that committee and is a very welcome voice of cooperation and reason in our politics. Coming up on the Medved Show, believe it or not, there are still arguments about whether people who sacked the Capitol building on January 6th deserve sympathy and support. We will get to that, and the way that that really could have a very difficult political impact on conservatives. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is, of course, still conversation going on about January 6th. And there are a good many of the more edgy members of the House of Representatives, I mean, they are on the edge of the Republican caucus, who still believe that the people who rioted in the Capitol building, 900 of whom have been indicted, over 200 have been tried and found guilty or have pleaded guilty, made an agreement with the prosecutors. And the idea that this is still an issue is extraordinary to me. In other words, the entire matter of January 6th was so frightening and such a close-run thing in terms of the health of our democracy. I don't think there would have been, quote, a fall of the government or that we were about to lose our democracy. It wasn't that bad. But it was plenty bad when you send 140 police officers to the hospital. And there was an interesting exchange on MSNBC between Ari Melber of that network and Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida. And the question, voting together with the rioters from January 6th. Listen.
But there have been certifications challenged before. But you voted to do that after you and others were run out of your place of work because of the Trump fans that Donald Trump summoned to Washington. We know how they got there. We know what they did in the morning. We know that Mr. Eastman and others wanted them to be a part of the pressure campaign to overturn the election. And so while you mention history, none of those other votes, of course, took place after a violent insurrection. And so let me ask this the clearest way possible. And again, I appreciate you coming on and taking the questions. But if you're going to take them honestly, sir, do you not see how doing that after those people came in with the Trump flags, attacking police, where's Nancy, where's Pence, the person you met with, Vice President Pence, was targeted for assassination by those people. Members of your caucus and the other party, who cares what party, targeted, run out of this place, and you had to come back under the threat of violence and try to hold that. That voting then in common cause with them against certification, do you not see how people of good faith, including Republicans, if you want to be political about it, view that as different and a tacit support for part of what they did that day, that it's different since you did it right after the violence?
And the response.
No, I would reject that premise. I am in no common cause with people who engage in political violence. I am against it explicitly and have been consistent on that point. I think what would have been really unfortunate for my constituents and a betrayal of my constituents is if I would have let a violent act or a riot change the vote that was an informed vote based on some of the concerns that I had about the election. So again, we didn't do anything different than Democrats had done not only once, but literally for every Republican since George H.W. Bush.
They are
objecting to George W. Bush's win over John Kerry.
Obviously, sir, you can conduct yourself however you choose. I acknowledge some of the things you said that are rooted in history. I don't know if you can acknowledge what I just said, which is that it was different than those examples because you just had a actual now convicted sedition insurrection. That's the difference.
And there's also commentary by one of Matt Gaetz's close associates and colleagues in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was talking about the murder of Tyre Nichols, and you say murder because five of the police officers have already been indicted or facing trial for second-degree murder. And she used the opportunity to talk about one of the demonstrators, by the way, for somebody who served the United States in the Air Force, and Ashley Bobbitt, the lady's name is, she became part of the demonstration and with a security guard who happened to be actually a member of the Capitol Police Force, who happened to be African-American, who was standing with a gun to prevent some of the demonstrators who were threatening death and destruction to keep them out of the House chamber. And Ashley Bobbitt tried to break through the window into the House chamber. Well, here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say.
There's a woman in this room whose daughter was murdered on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt. And Ashley Babbitt has, there's never been a trial. As a matter of fact, no one has cared about the person that shot and killed her. And no one in this Congress has really addressed that issue. January 6th committee didn't address it. And I believe that there are many people that came into the Capitol on January 6th whose civil rights and liberties are being violated heavily. And this committee will, I hope, Mr. Chairman, look into those civil rights abuses because they're happening in a jail right here in this city. And I hope Ms. Norton will care about that as well.
Okay, I think Ms. Norton's there talking about Eleanor Holmes Norton, who is the delegate in Congress representing the District of Columbia. The idea that she is saying that Ashley Babbitt was murdered and that nobody has been held responsible, if your job is to defend the House of Representatives chamber from people who are trying to break into it, and people have already destroyed windows that have been chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," who clearly are saying, "Where's Nancy?" I don't think they meant to have a nice, a constructive conversation with Nancy Pelosi. And again, and you see a guard standing on the other side of a door with a window on the top of it, and you see a guard standing there armed, clearly holding his weapon and asking you and demanding that you don't come in, the idea that that would represent a murder when the members of the Capitol Police were literally risking their lives. And supporting law enforcement should involve supporting law enforcement in every context, against people who want to basically overturn the normal legal process and the normal legal system and the normal electoral system that we have in the United States. There is a one thing that is very striking. There's a new Gallup poll, and the Gallup poll asked Americans to name what they considered to be the worst problem in the country. And immigration, illegal immigration, came in third. Inflation came in second. What was the worst problem in the United States, at least according to this poll? We will tell you coming right up on The Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News update. Shootings at big stores are under investigation in two states. Two people were injured after reportedly being shot at a Dollar Tree store in Massachusetts. Meantime, police in Nebraska's largest city say there are no victims after a man opened fire at a Target. Ice, sleet, and snow in the forecast today for parts of the South and Central U.S. More than 50 million people are under various forms of winter weather alerts, including warnings of dangerous ice accumulations.
At the moment, though, the center of it looks like it's going to be North Central Texas, where we do anticipate several days of freezing rain.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orvec, crews in the Dallas-Fort Worth area have responded to at least 142 traffic accidents, including 16 rollover crashes. At least two people were killed. A massive rail project in the Northeast getting a boost from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. He announced today a nearly $300 million grant for the Gateway Hudson Tunnel project in New York City. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about a Gallup poll where they asked respondents to identify themselves. It wasn't a checklist. It was, what do you think is the biggest problem facing the country right now? And the biggest problem was not inflation. That was number two. The biggest problem was not illegal immigration. That was number three. The biggest problem, people said, was the government. It was a government slash leadership. It was that idea that people who even watch television proceedings, like the the 15 ballots that it took to elect Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, who are very aware of the presence of George Santos, who is such a disgrace to the Congress of the United States, and how I do ardently yearn for a time when he is replaced by someone who can represent the 3rd District in New York, perhaps more effectively, even more effectively than George Santos. The general idea that our government is not worthy of respect, there is a, well, actually, it goes to part of what is going on about one of the most prominent of all politicians in America, and someone who wants to be president again, Donald Trump, who just took the Fifth Amendment in his deposition in one of the many cases against him. This is in New York State. He took the fist 400 times. Yeah, 400 times, refusing to answer questions on the grounds that it may incriminate him. He also was involved in another distinction, which wins him our tweets of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
President Trump, and he's not tweeting yet, even though I believe he is welcomed back on Twitter when he wants to. This is still part of his Truth Social operation. And President Trump tweets or sends out a truth, as it's called, with respect to the, in quotes, Stormy nonsense. It is very old and happened a long time ago, long past the very publicly known and accepted deadline of the statute of limitations. I place full reliance on the judgment and advice of counsel, spelled wrong, by the way, who I had every reason to believe had a license to practice law, was competent, and was able to appropriately provide solid legal advice. I think he's talking here about Michael Cohen, who cooperated with the prosecutors on the idea of the hush money for Stormy Daniels. What's interesting about it, and Stormy Daniels herself picked up on it and sent her own message on Truth Social answering President Trump, and she says, thanks for just admitting that I was telling the truth about everything. And what does she mean? Well, look at the wording of what Trump said with respect to the Stormy nonsense. It is very old and happened, he writes, a long time ago, long past the very publicly known and accepted deadline of the statute of limitations. Okay, if he says it happened, that's different and very different from what he has long maintained. In any event, she writes, thanks for just admitting that everything I was telling the truth about everything. And she says, guess I'll take my horse face. He has called her horse faced in previous tweets, back to bed now, Mr. Former President. And she says, by the way, that's the correct way to use quotation marks. And she's talking about him using him using Stormy in quotation marks, and her using Mr. President and quotation marks. So this exchange between two individuals here on this issue. Trump said this whole thing is very unfair, and we can actually play a little bit of this, can't we? President Trump in a new video was pleading the Fifth Amendment at least 400 times after claiming he would be a fool not to, in the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country, in deposition in a $250 million New York fraud lawsuit. Trump invoked his right not to self-incriminate a whopping 400 times during his deposition with the office of New York Attorney General Letitia James. New video shows Trump said same answer for nearly 4 hours. The deposition was part of the Empire State's case against Trump, three of his adult children, and his business. And the fact that it is a suit with $250 million at stake might get some folks' attention. There is also the little duel between, which could become a big duel very easily and very imaginably, between President Trump and Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis had a response. He was asked a question about recent criticism that he had been disloyal that had been said by Donald Trump. Here is the answer that Governor DeSantis provided, clip 13.
I roll out of bed. I have people attacking me from all angles. It's been happening for many, many years. And if you look at the good thing about it, though, is like if you take a crisis situation like COVID, you know, the good thing about it is when you're an elected executive, you have to make all kinds of decisions. You got to steer that ship. And the good thing is that the people are able to render a judgment on that, whether they reelect you or not. And I'm happy to say, you know, in my case, not only did we win reelection, we won with the highest percentage of the vote that any Republican governor candidate has in the history of the state of Florida. We won by the largest raw vote margin, over 1.5 million votes, than any governor candidate has ever had in Florida history. And in fact, we almost doubled the previous record, which I think was like 780,000 vote margin. And so what I would just say is that verdict has been rendered by the people of the state of Florida.
And the what he was responding to was Trump's claim that the only reason he was governor of Florida was not because of anything he had done or because of his own popularity or his own achievements. It was because Trump supported him. And by the way, that's not necessarily wrong for DeSantis' first election victory when he was first elected governor of Florida, which was 2018. And Trump did support him in what was a very close primary. And then supported him in what was a very close election. DeSantis was running against a now disgraced mayor of Tallahassee. When I say disgraced, he was arrested with cocaine in a hotel room with male prostitutes. I mean, this is Andrew Gillum was the name of that particular mayor of Tallahassee who DeSantis beat. Now, I think DeSantis would have run that race anyway. But at least Trump has the right to say that his support for DeSantis at that point for his fellow Republican was important and valuable. Speaking of valuable, a sign of just a touch of bipartisanship that's actually kind of moving in the House of Representatives. We'll get to that coming up.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there isn't always a lot of warm feeling, to say the least, between the various sides in the Congress of the United States, particularly when both the House and Senate are so closely divided. This is a very different situation than we've had in any other recent division of the House and the Senate, where at least one side or another would have a clear majority. I mean, we had a tied Senate in the beginning of the Bush administration also, but the Republican domination of the House was more substantial than what you have now. To have a five-seat margin in the House, which is 435 seats, and a one-seat margin in the Senate, things are very close, and so they're often very bitter. But a classy guy, Jamie Comer, who is a Republican from Kentucky, he is the new chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He's going to be the guy who's in charge of basically all of the investigations, and they're doing tons of investigations on the origins of the COVID epidemic and the handling of the COVID epidemic and about everything concerning Hunter Biden. I think we're going to probably hear much more than people even want to hear about his battles with drug addiction and with his ex-wife and his complicated relationship with his sister-in-law, the widow of his brother Beau. I mean, it's all awful, and it's going to be nasty. But there was a moment where the Congressman Comer took a moment recognizing Congressman Jamie Raskin. Now, you may remember him. He played the lead role. He's a congressman from Maryland in the second impeachment of President Trump. And he's had a few very tough innings in his life, because recently he had a son who took his own life. And Congressman Raskin has also been diagnosed with cancer, with lymphoma. And my dad, may he rest in peace, died after battling lymphoma for 9 years. And Jamie Raskin attended the hearing. He was wearing a scarf. he is being treated. And this is what it sounded like at the House Oversight Committee with Chairman Comer welcoming his counterpart on the Democratic side, Jamie Raskin. Listen.
I yield to the distinguished gentleman from Maryland, Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, to introduce his members. But first, I want to publicly say, Mr. Raskin, we're all rooting for you. We know that you're going to win this battle. You're in our thoughts and prayers, and it's good to see you here today. I yield to Ranking Member Raskin.
Mr. Chairman, thank you so much. It means a lot to me, and I've been gratified to receive so many kind words of encouragement and sympathy from colleagues on both sides of the aisle. And I hope that these expressions of concern and solidarity will become seeds of friendship over the year. I certainly plan on getting through this thing and beating it, and I thank you for your patience and indulgence. And
okay. That's a much needed moment on the House floor. And, the issue of school choice is also, moving along and, across the country. There are two issues. And one is the issue of state taxes. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial today about how many states have actually been lowering their state income taxes, reforming their tax system, reducing the tax burden on a statewide basis. And this, of course, is particularly true of Republican states. Their editorial is called the State Tax Cut Movement. And good news for taxpayers, or at least some of you, state houses across the country are continuing to cut taxes in a movement that shows no sign of slowing down. By year end, nearly half of all states will have cut their income tax rates within the last 3 years. The good results so far confirm that we're in a virtuous economic political cycle. At least six states have kicked off their 2023 legislative sessions with income tax cut proposals. Newly inaugurated governors in Arkansas and Nebraska, that, of course, both Republicans, campaigned on rate cuts and are asking legislatures to follow through. Leaders in Virginia and Montana want to cut rates modestly with bipartisan support. Large GOP majorities in West Virginia and Utah are considering significant cuts after hesitating last year. Now, with all of that going on, there's also another movement that is working for the GOP. It's a movement for school choice. And Governor Mike DeWine, who I think is one of the most underrated of all Republicans, he won the Ohio governorship this last time by 25 points. And Mike DeWine, in his State of the State speech, spoke to the legislature and said this about the idea of educational choice. Clip 14.
Children have unique needs. So we want families to have the opportunity to send their children to a school that best meets those needs. That's why our budget proposal includes an historic investment in the EdChoice Scholarship Program by expanding eligibility to families at or below 400% of the federal poverty level. This investment will allow more families than ever to take advantage of this scholarship and to find the best school for their children.
Okay, this would be a very significant level, a very significant expansion of the Educational Choice Program in Ohio, because they would be, the current level is you have to be at 250% of the federal poverty level. Now it's up to 400%. And so far more people can take advantage of the EdChoice program in Ohio. And over in Nebraska, Representative Mike Flood spoke on the House floor, actually, the federal House floor, on the issue of educational choice. Clip 15.
We celebrate National School Choice Week. School choice is about giving families the freedom to choose the best education possible for their children, regardless of their learning style or home address or financial situation. Every parent in America wants to give their child the best education possible, and Nebraska has great options, public, private, home schools, but not everyone has the means to access their option of choice. I believe we should fund the students, not the systems. When funding for education follows students to the school of their choice, families win. Nebraska is one of only two states in the nation that has not passed a school choice program. I'm excited about these opportunities and look forward to giving parents the choice.
Okay, that obviously is encouraging to all of us who believe that it would be terrific if 2023 were the year of school choice. Because, honestly, when you look at the polling, and there was a major YouGov poll about the priorities that even Republicans wanted for the new Republican majority in the House, there's so many different investigations that are being put forward. And while people do support the idea of those investigations, Americans at large do not. Even among Republicans, however, what was stunning about that situation is that in the survey, that 31% of Republicans opposed further restrictions on abortion. And that goes to the point that Nancy Mace is trying to make, which is that, as Congresswoman Mace says, she's, of course, a gentle lady, is not gentle at all, really. She's pretty tough. But Congressman Nancy Mace, who I greatly respect and admire, says that, look, Republicans are going to get trapped if they allow the Democrats to make a political football out of the abortion issue. And when you even have 31% of Republicans who oppose imposing even further restrictions on abortion, that is an indication that if Republicans want to win the House and the Senate and the presidency in 2024, they should focus on issues like taxation and like school choice for the sake of the Republican Party and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.